Hello, my beautiful beanies, and welcome to The Bean for Thursday. First, with yesterday's news, I am Glenn ZB. We're looking back at Wednesday and the 100 days of the Labor-led coalition is coming up. Are they on the right track? Countdown under fire for not serving people alcohol. Don't not serve people alcohol at this time of year, whatever the circumstances. Good time of year to take Uber, of course. Leighton looks into this. And Marcus gets another call from somebody who hasn't been listening to his show. This seems to be a trend. But before any of that, looks like we might be making our first tenuous steps, tentatively, towards legalising cannabis.
What do you make of this legislation today? How do you view it?
This shows we've got a compassionate government who are quickly taking first steps that will help a small group of people. What we need is bigger steps to help a much larger group of people who are not getting better on conventional medicine, and many of whom find that cannabis medicines make a big difference in their lives.
So this falls short, does it, in your view?
Well, we've got to take the first step, and I congratulate the government, but there are plenty of patients with early cancers who would say that cannabis can help them. Those with chronic pain, insomnia, anxiety, seizures. There's a very long list because cannabis is a normalising sort of herb and can help many different conditions.
And as a doctor, you go along with that, do you?
I'm a GP and an addiction specialist. I think that cannabis can be very helpful with very few harms.
And how would medical cannabis actually help patients?
It controls overactive nervous and immune systems. And for instance, seizures and chronic pain will help to settle down. But we also know that with cancer itself, people can get very sick and lose weight. But the side effects of chemotherapy and radiotherapy mean that people can be sick, and cannabis is well known for its anti-nausea properties, and it can help with weight gain and relief of pain.
I still think that making terminally ill people grow their own remedy and manufacture their own remedy rather than just giving it to them in a jar of pills is a little bit cruel, but we'll get there in the end, hopefully. Now, that's something that Labor seems to have achieved. Have they done much else? Here's Nadine Higgins on that.
Now, some of the things on that list could be considered urgent. For example, if you're ill and you want access to medicinal cannabis for pain relief, you would certainly be hoping they'll get that through QuickSmart. But otherwise, 100 days is kind of a meaningless deadline. Nothing's going to expire or go off or materially change if they don't tick all of the boxes. It just means rush, and it means, hey, look at us, we're getting stuff done. The Treasury has already commented that the analysis around one policy, and that is the one to ban foreign buyers, was inadequate, that it would have unintended consequences, that the costs were uncertain. However, the PM has said that that did need to be pushed through, or we'd miss our window to get it in before the TPP, or rather the, what is it now, the CPTPP. Excellent acronym. I just hope that that's not indicative of the care taken with all legislation in order to impress us that the government is ticking things off its to-do list. The pressure surely raises the likelihood that something is going to get stuffed up, if not by a minister, then maybe by a harassed official or public servant who has the heat on them to get it done. The other risk is that other stuff that's not on the list and that they perhaps should be focusing on gets forgotten. Personally, I'd rather stuff gets thought through and done right than done specifically by the 3rd of February. But the deadline is ticking, so keep an eye out for the government ministers on your summer holiday. I reckon they'll be the ones surrounded by paperwork at the beach.
Sounds fun. Surely, can they not just do it on their iPads these days? Do they have to take a whole stack of papers on holiday with them? We need to look into that. Maybe that's their first order of business. Make Parliament paper free. Right, let's move on to this issue of Countdown under the pump for not selling alcohol to 40-year-old people. Here's a guy with a story a bit like that.
I was 18 and my friend Joe was with me. He was 22. So I had my license, Joe had his passport, and we go to buy a box of beer at Countdown Green Lane, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we get it, we take it to the counter. The supervisor's called, of course, and he comes along and he starts to scrutinise our ID. Mine was fine, obviously. He finds Joe's passport had expired 1 week earlier. and he refuses to serve
us. Oh, for heaven's sake.
And I said to him, why? I said, look, it doesn't mean he's automatically younger just because his passport's expired. I'm fine. I'll get the stuff. And this one guy with a gruff Scottish accent standing behind us had a few choice words for the supervisor. And but no, he didn't relent. He kept saying, look, I can't take it. It's illegal. It's absolutely illegal. It's not a legal document now. And I thought, well, okay, two things. First of all, I can't even understand that. If it's not a legal document, it's still proof of age, and that should still be valid. And if that's a law, that it needs to be a legal document, then I think the law should be changed for the sake of consumer convenience.
Mm.
But there's a bit more than that. So we go outside, and I said, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go back in and buy that beer, and I'll do it myself. I come around and try again. The same supervisor runs over to me. How dare you? I'm going to call the police. You can't do this. You're just buying it for your mate outside. And I just remember saying, and what's your point? Mm. And so...
See, in situations like that, though, it's like, you know, you run into a bouncer that's a twat.
I've never been ID'd ever. And even when I was underage, you're trying to get into nightclubs and things. I've just always looked like I'm near death, I think, and old before my time, and aware of my mortality, and desperately in need of a drink. I think that's what that's about. Now, I don't think you need ID to prove who you are to use Uber. Maybe that's part of the problem.
The motorway tolls and congestion charges. This is being mooted. And Mr. Shirley, who used to be a government minister for National, is all in favour of it. He of the Transport Federation, Association, whatever. He's in favour of it, but other people aren't, including a mayor or two. I have to say that the four areas that are being discussed, papers released under the Official Information Act, show them as Transmission Gully, that's in Wellington. The Tauranga North Link, Puhoi to Warkworth, and Petone to Spain, Granada. They're the four areas. The Porirua mayor is against any road toll being imposed. He says tolling is probably being considered since it's taken Transmission Gully quite a long time to get up and running. He thinks it's to do with what's happened in other parts of the country and seeing whether that model will work in Wellington. Well, Tauranga isn't in Wellington. Neither is Puhoi to Warkworth. So he's wrong-footed that one. However, here's the story. Are we not in favour of tolls? You and I? You and me? You and us? Are we not in favour of tolls? If it gets us better roads, why wouldn't we be in favour of it?
So there you go. A classic example of producers just completely losing their mind at this time of year. I previewed that cat as being all about Uber because it was called Uber. And it was about toll roads. So I don't know what happened there, but it kept you listening though, didn't it? Maybe it was just a trick. It wasn't, but maybe it was. Serves you right for listening. Not like this person. Second person in a week who's called Marcus without actually listening to his show.
G'day, Gareth.
Hello.
What's happening?
Hi. I just saw, it's quite a coincidence, I saw this thing on social media today about the greyhounds, how they're mistreated, and I actually signed the petition just today on social media, and then I see it again up on Newstalk ZB that they're going to... No, that's good, because I signed the petition so to stop them being mistreated, right? The greyhounds that they use for racing?
Yes.
And now they're going to be on the news in 10 minutes or whenever the news starts on Channel 3, because the movie's on now. And that's actually good, because I actually signed the petition, so I agree with that. And because when I signed it... Everyone who actually signs, are they need a certain amount of signatures to stop them being mistreated? Yeah. It's a bit like...
Gareth, why do people sign on-air petitions? Because they're a waste of time.
Well, they're going to be on the news, so the main thing
is...
But that's because
a reporter has done great reporting, but online petitions make people feel good, but nothing ever changed. You want to get out and start...
Now, that's good that they actually...
Agitating.
That they're going to be on the news. Nothing to do with me, but it's good they're going to be on the news, stopping it.
Any other comments from any of the other topics from tonight?
just that there's a good movie about to be finished that I'm just about to see, but I'm glad
What about the other things we've been talking about tonight?
I actually haven't been listening on the radio.
What do you mean you haven't been listening?
Oh, because I don't have a radio, so I just rang up to express that comment.
You what?
I don't have a radio.
So what have you rung up? What have you rung up for?
Just to express that just to express that opinion. So I suppose just leave it at that, eh?
So you treat this more like a letter to the editor?
Yeah, just leave it at that, I suppose, because I haven't. I used to listen to the radio, but I lost my radio a couple of years back, so I don't actually have one now.
How could you lose a radio?
Well, I've moved house and I haven't bought a new radio since my last one ran out of tune, you know?
What do you mean it ran out of tune? Nothing's making sense, Gareth. How can a radio run out of tune?
Well, I used to have a radio and it broke and I haven't bought a new one since. It's like a mobile phone. If you lose it and you don't have a new one, you don't go out and buy one. So I haven't bought one yet.
Well, what are you signing your online petitions on?
Chance.org.nz.
Yeah, but is it on a cell phone?
Internet.
But couldn't you get the radio on, like...
In the car you could, but I don't have a car.
Can't you download an app?
Yes, you can. It's called iHeartRadio. News.zb comes up on it straight away. Add it to your favourite stations. If you're listening to this but you don't have a radio, give that a go. That's the year. Thanks very much. I'll see you back here on January 15. Have a great Christmas. I'm Glenn ZB. That has been News Talk ZB for 2017. See you next year.